Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz, where you're allowed to get gritty and share all of the things that you're doing in your life, allowing yourself to also give grace to yourself as you get super gritty. We got to remember to give ourselves the grace that we all need and deserve so much in our lives, but also remembering to celebrate all the glitz, all of the good things and the little things that we do each and every day that get us one step closer to our goals and our dreams. And we are here tonight with such an honorable guest. I am so excited to bring her. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Heather Whiting. And there's a little story about an overweight, buck-tooth, shy girl from Albuquerque. She was adopted at birth and battled severe depression because she thought she wasn't loved. This couldn't have been further from the truth, she learned later on in life. She had a baby at 17, dropped out of high school. She got herself into, unfortunately, an abusive relationship at 18 and was a single mom of two by the age of 23, guys. Wow. She lost two babies and almost lost her life due to one of them. I mean, talk about going through a lot of trials and a lot of tribulation. However, the story has this beautiful, beautiful part to it because she discovered what was in her way was herself. She was downgrading herself on a daily basis and letting that inner mean girl dictate her life. We all have it. We all know about it. We all have that little critic that sits on the corner of our shoulder and tells us the things that we probably should not be listening to. So after a boatload of inner work, Heather woke up and started going after all of her opportunities she would have run from years prior to it. So from a successful career in real estate to opening a welding business, Heather has come to realize that her only limitation we have is what we place on ourselves. Heather has finally aligned her sole purpose in life and became a confidence coach with her signature 5-step program. She teaches and serves women all around the world how to kill their inner mean girl story, rewrite their story, and line up with their purpose in life and level up with their way in life and business. Drop the mic. Just end it there. Heather, welcome.
Thank you. Gosh, what an introduction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I love when I have guests like yourself who are just so willing to share the vulnerable dark sides, the hard side, but the sides that really got them to where they are now. And what a beautiful story that you've discovered. And I'm sure it's work that you're doing every single day on yourself to make sure you stay in that positive space. So, you know, speaking of that, Heather, there's so many different definitions of quote unquote success. What does success actually like mean to you? And how do you know when you've been successful at something? I mean, you've gone through so much and obviously you have so many successes in front of you, but what does that look like? How do you describe that to someone else?
Oh my gosh. Success means so many different things to so many people. And honestly, to me, it means when I set a goal for myself and I hold myself accountable to it and I reach that goal, that is success to me. And it doesn't even need to be anything too big. You know, it could just be me being accountable 5 days a week and doing my yoga, and that's a success to me. You know, it could be holding myself accountable to what I eat, and that's a success to me. It's me, you know, feeding my mind and reading my books on a daily basis. That's success to me. And how I know I'm successful is because the accountability that I have promised myself, I actually have fallen through with it. And, you know, I have a lot of clients who ask the same thing, and they think that success is supposed to be all this like sparkly, glamorous, money, blingy stuff. And honestly, I think success inward is holding yourself accountable and reaching those goals that you set for yourself.
Well, I love that. And I truly believe that everyone was listening. I apologize. I was on mute there, making sure that I didn't have kids running in the closet with me as I take this podcast today. But what I will tell you is that it's so true. I think so often we, especially as women, expect our success only to be these major, huge, monumental, you know, accolades every day, or that we climbed the mountain or that we ran the race. And it doesn't have to be, right? To me, that you're winning every day, like just by keeping, like what you said, keeping your mind in check, keeping your nutrition in check, keeping your movement in check. And it doesn't mean perfection. It just means in check, right? And it sounds like you're similar to me in the sense of, you know, it's like that 80-20 rule, right? It doesn't happen all of the time, but staying in that straight and narrow, staying, you know, true to what we know fuels us and feeds us and keeps us in a good place mentally is what's most important. And I so appreciate that. Is there anything that you want to share? Like maybe one thing that you do every day that you could share with the audience that, you know, maybe they could start to put in play that you do that just helps you make sure that you're just really kind of staying, you know, on par, check yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I actually do power hours because like many people in the world, I suffer from ADD, which is a curse and a blessing all at the same time. However, with my welding company, especially, I do have to make myself sit down and be accountable for at least an hour. And I have everything that I need to get done in that hour that's important. And then everything after I finish that hour, I get to, you know, fiddle faddle around. But it is important that I do my power hour and I sit down and I hold myself accountable. Again, self-accountability is the big word here. And I hold myself accountable and I make sure that I do get my work done in that hour. And if I have to, I may have 2 or 3 power hours during the day, but my most successful power hours right when I get to work. I know I have to sit down. I know the priorities that I have to take care of, and I just get them done. And then I reward myself, just like the glamour, right? You have to reward
yourself. Exactly. All that glitz. And you know, it's so important. And what I hear her saying, and for anyone listening to this, is defending that time, finding that time on your calendar and starting out with the things that are hard, right? I know first thing in the morning, like when I get the big things out of the way, it makes the rest of the day just flow so much better. Also efficiency with time, right? Defending that time. But being like, if you know you only have an hour to do it, it could take you 3 hours to do those same 5 things. But if you know you have an hour and therefore you're going to save yourself too, I feel like we are so much more efficient as human beings when we do have some sort of time limitation. You know, I think about it like when I go into the grocery store, when I go into, you know, Marshall's or TJ Maxx. I mean, you could roam around for hours if you had time, but if you know you're going in and you need a black shirt because you're going to an event tomorrow night, you know, you're going to go in there, you know exactly where to go, and you could be in and out of there in like 7 minutes, right? Because you're not distracted. Your blinders are on and you know what you need to get done. So it's so important. So, so, so important.
Absolutely.
So listen, you've gone through a lot of you've overcome so many amazing obstacles, right, in your life. Like, talk to me a little bit about like the times when you were fearful that you weren't going to be able to overcome those times, or what is, you know, I feel like, you know, fear is what keeps us back so many times. What allowed you to break through that fear and that really hard time in your life?
Honestly, stepping back now, I realized that when I looked back on my fearful times or my hard times, I looked at how far I had come, and I realized that I've overcome so much so far, and I'm able to push on that way. But when I was broken, I was really broken, especially after I had my tubal rupture, and then I found out I couldn't have any more kids. I think I suffered the worst depression I did in my entire life. And looking back on it now, it obviously was a saving grace. God was there. He was watching over me, you know, and he obviously had a different plan in my life for me. And moving forward now, that is exactly how I overcome fear. Or if I feel like I'm in a spot where, you know, it's a little trickier than normal, I'm like, okay, God has a plan. This is something that I don't understand right now. I'm not going to try to force what's happening. I'm going to keep my eyes open for open doors, and I'm just going to embrace the now and how much gratitude I have for everything in my life at this present moment. And I think that's something throughout the years that I have definitely carried, is just to be open and grateful for just another day and another morning, to be able to get up, to go out and accomplish things, even if it's stuff I don't want to do, or even if I'm in a tight situation at the moment.
And do you write down your gratitude? Like, what do you do to like keep that in mind? Like to make sure you keep that in check? I know people have different ways of doing it. But you know, it's funny. I was looking at like a happiness chart this morning, and it was interesting. One of the lowest like amount of effort and energy, yet the highest reward in happiness was actually writing down your gratitude statements. Like when they looked at vacations and they looked at buying a new car and they looked at, you know, going for a walk. I mean, exercise was right up there. Writing down your gratitude was right up there. I mean, it was just in a remarkable graph of like what it showed, but it's so true. So what do you do to make sure you're keeping that in check daily? Because it's easy to get to think about all the things that aren't going right, right? And that you're not grateful for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At night, right before bed, I write down 5 things I was grateful for that day. And it's stuff that actually happened during that day. It's not stuff that happened during the year or during the week or during the month. I try to find 5 specific things that I was absolutely grateful for that day. And it makes me open my eyes to everything on a daily basis. You know, instead of saying, I'm thankful for my family. Well, yes, every day you are thankful for your family, but maybe you met someone new that day, you know, that could open doors for you, and, you know, be thankful for that person, or, you know, even be thankful that you got a rebate on your car insurance, you know, like it's just little random things like that, that I am just eternally grateful for. You know, today was a gorgeous day. So I was thankful for 75 degree weather, and I was able to wear my flip flops.
And I'm super jealous because it was snowing here today, and I have like my wool hat on right now. Because you know what I mean? But again, I actually did a little live today, and I talked about being grateful that it was my first snowfall of the season, right? It was kind of exciting. It kind of made me a little like, kid-like, you know, when you actually saw the first couple flakes, and knowing how my own kids would feel about it. So it's so true. And I love that you do it before bed. A lot of people do it first thing in the morning, but I like that you do it right before bed, because a lot of times that will allow you to manifest all that good energy, be really in your mind and in your headspace. And what a good way to end the day and then start your day. If it's the first thing your mind wakes up to is what you remember doing the night before, you have it right by your bed. That's really cool. I know, during the month of October, my family, we had a gratitude pumpkin, right? And every day we would write what we were grateful for. And like you said, it could be something as trivial as like, hey, mom bought me strawberries, to, hey, I got, you know, a B+ on a test, to, hey, I drank half my body weight in water, or whatever it was, but just all those little things that, you know, and that I have clean water, right? That you kind of just take for granted, especially in, you know, the way that most of us live here, you know, just on a day-to-day basis. So I think it's so awesome. I was so intrigued with you, Heather, when we first spoke, and you said that you have your own welding business. So one, can you talk a little bit about that to me? It's so badass. But also, anyone else that's thinking about a business, like, so maybe it is a welding business they're thinking about, or like just something that may not be the ordinary business that they may not have in mind, that what made you want to do that? And what advice would you give to other people who kind of want to do something that just may seem off the beaten track?
Oh my gosh. If you want to do something off the beaten track, go do it. Do not let anyone tell you you are not capable of it. And that is my first and foremost advice. So I want to open with that. Because when I started my welding business, oh, I'm sorry. I have dogs going crazy. When I started,
that's okay. This is what Grace and Glitz is all about. We just get good with each other. We're real. I love the one of the things I love most about this podcast is I don't censor any of this. Like my kids come running in, it's all part of life. And this is any of my listeners, I'm hoping that's how their life is too. That we're all just doing the best we can.
Yes. Well, I have four Great Danes. So, but you know what, my husband was working two jobs and he has been welding and fabricating for 20 plus years. And I know he was being paid and they capped him at his job. And so I was in real estate. I knew I was great at sales just because I absolutely love people. I do. I love connecting with people. And I was like, hey, let's start a welding business, you know? And he's like, what? And I honestly had no idea about metal construction. Like when he met me, I owned a screwdriver and I'm like, can you hang pictures up? And he's like, where's your hammer? And I'm like, the shoe. I use my shoe. So like to say that I had any experience in this, it's a lie, but I'll tell you one thing. I knew that I was coachable. So I was open to knowledge, right? I was open to whatever my husband and anyone else in any trade wanted to teach me. So that's one thing. Number two, no one believed in me, like besides my husband, my dad, who has been in the construction industry pretty much his whole life, told me flat out, don't do it. Women get eaten up in construction. You will never make it. Don't do it, you know? And so that kind of weighed on me. It really did. But in the back of my mind, I knew that when I have an idea, I go for it, you know? Yeah. And I don't care.
Did it motivate you at all too?
It did. Absolutely. It's like, watch me, you know, like, when I got into real estate, he said, don't do it. He had plenty of friends in real estate. You're going to get eaten up. The market's too saturated with realtors. And in my first full year, I closed $4 million in sales. And I didn't even have a good brokerage that taught me how to do it. I like watched YouTube videos about how to sell real estate. So, so now we're 3 years into our welding business that we actually started in our carport of a rented house. Everyone's like, you started in your garage. I'm like, we only had three walls. Like we didn't even have four walls. So, and this year we are far past over $250,000 in sales.
Wow. And you know, if just everyone listened to what she just said, she didn't wait until she had, you know, quote unquote, the perfect computer or the perfect, you know, facility to do it. She just went after it and like, didn't let those obstacles hold her back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we bought cheap tools, you know, we used some of my real estate money to buy a welder, but we just kept pushing forward. And obviously when you first start a business, there's a lot of ups and downs, right? And we had a lot of learning experience. We really did, you know, where to put our money in marketing and advertising and what to bid on and what not to bid on and what jobs we wanted. And, you know, it's a learning experience. So my best advice is for one thing, just do it. If you want to start a business, just do it. There is never going to be a right time, because if you're always looking for an excuse when there's not going to be a right time, excuses are always going to validate themselves, right? But if you're just like, okay, you know what? I'm making this decision. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to start tomorrow, you know, and then break it down into little steps. Don't try to eat the whole elephant because you're going to choke. That's rule of thumb. You know, you eat an elephant a bite at a time. So just start little and then start making yourself, you know, work bigger. And don't compare yourself to anyone else's journey either, because people will look at someone who has a very successful business, but they don't understand that they've been grinding for the past 15 years. You know, it may look glamorous now, but you haven't seen the past 10 years where they've been crying on the couch for random stuff. You know,
and you know, it's so easy to, right now with social media too. You see the glitz and the glamour and the this, and like, you know, it's funny. Heather can see me and I can see her, and literally my two kids are in the background and like her dogs are barking, and like, you know, there's like, but yet you might see like this great reel that's being done by Heather or this great post done by me and be like, oh, well, it always looks like their life is just so beautifully tied together with, you know, in a tapestry. It's not, right? There's a lot of hard work that goes behind it. Like this podcast works because I sit in my closet and yeah, I have kids in the background and you know what I mean? But I like have such a passion for it that I make it work. And same with you, right? You know what I mean? That you just figure out a way and you don't let other people stop you from doing what you want to do. It doesn't come easily. So it's really easy for Heather and I to say, oh yeah, just go after it. Go do it. Go start a welding business tomorrow. Go start a wellness business tomorrow. Go start a podcast tomorrow. You know, go both be in construction tomorrow. We understand like this, we didn't just get here, right? We didn't get on a jet train. There's no fast way to success in my mind. I mean, every once in a while, there's like a like ounce of luck that some people get, but the majority of us got here because of a lot of grit, a lot of hard work and a lot of trials and a lot of tribulations behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of grace. It's okay if stuff doesn't work out your way because a lot of it's not. And that's just all the learning experience that you have to have. And you have to understand that it's a process and don't let social media fool you because I think social media is the devil. Honestly, it's nice when you want to catch up with your friends, but when it comes to seeing the highlights of people's lives, then you start comparing yourself to theirs and then you start putting yourself down. And then that's where that inner mean girl creeps up. You know, okay. Honestly, it's like, well, she's doing it and you're not as pretty or as smart as her. So you can't do it because look how glamorous her life is. When right. Behind the
and
scenes,
I think
your
if
house
you take
could
away
be
the glamour and maybe just look like I look at you and I'm like, she was willing to go after it. And if it motivates you, use that as motivation, reach out to that person, find out about what really goes out behind the scenes. Like you can use to me, you can use social media in so many different ways. But I know for me, like there's a lot of women in social media that really inspire me that I'm like, listen, yeah, whoa, I'm going to go after this. Like, you know, and then there's other like people that like, I don't feel that same way. And I'm like, okay, we're probably not supposed to be Facebook friends or whatever. And like, so pick your audience, pick the people that you want to surround yourself with. You know, they say the five people you surround yourself with are the people that are going to next up level your life, you're most likely going to emulate and be like, you know, do the same thing on social media, be selective with who you want to surround yourself with.
Absolutely. And it's okay to unfriend people. Like, I think that's one of the best things about it is you can unfriend people, you know, because so many of us have this circle of people that we think love us. And they're like our biggest non-cheerleaders ever. And they're just waiting for us to fail, which is unfortunate. But you know, that's where healthy boundaries come in. And knowing to be able to either not include someone in your life anymore and just kind of keep them at a healthy distance, or even, you know, and it's hard for people to do this just to kind of get them out of your life, because the minute you start getting that negativity out of your life and you start surrounding yourself with positive people, because there are plenty of women out there that will support you in anything you want because they are not threatened by you.
Amen. And that, I think that was one of the things that you and I instantly hit it off. I'm like, she's in construction. I'm in construction. Like, this is so cool. And I'm like cheering you on. Like, yeah, you go, girl. I love to hear someone else in welding. And like, you know, I want to see you win, right? Like
Absolutely.
There's no competition here, 'cause I want to see everyone win. And the other thing too, is I really want to remind everyone too, if like you're growing and you're next leveling your life right now, because to me, people that listen to this podcast are going from good to great. They're going from great to phenomenal. When you next level, there's new devils, right? There's new issues that are going to come in the way, but also sometimes your immediate circle does change, and that's okay. Because sometimes you're growing and everyone else that isn't growing. And it doesn't mean that you don't like them anymore. It doesn't mean that you're not friends. It doesn't mean that like, you know what I mean? It just means like, hey, listen, sometimes life changes a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And I tell a lot of my clients, you know, when you start leveling up, don't feel responsible for someone else's growth because they didn't want to grow with you. Everyone grows at different patterns and different lengths in their lives. And if you're wanting to improve yourself and someone else isn't, that's not your problem. Okay. That is their personal issue. And your problem is to keep your eye on the prize and get to that next level and grow as a person. Because otherwise I feel like we just get this notion in our mind that we're supposed to be stuck, you know, with our like soccer mom friends or our high school best friends, you know? And I mean, you don't even know what's going on behind their closed doors, and you're trying to get to another level, but they're trying to make you feel guilty, which is not fair. You know, and at some point you just have to realize that there's new friends on the horizon that are waiting for you. I'm sorry, on the horizon that are waiting
horizon,
for you.
Horizon. Got it.
You know, way out there. But you know, they're waiting for you. And it's kind of crazy because over the past year, personally, I have had a lot of friends kind of fall off. And I told my husband the other day, I'm like, I really need to manifest new friends, you know, new women that just are entrepreneurs and they really want to get to the next level in life. And there's no drama because they're not jealous and everyone's on their same path and they don't compare themselves to other people. And it's, I mean, it's happening and it's quite amazing. And it's crazy because when you start manifesting stuff, things that you never would have thought come into your life happen, and they happen so gracefully and it's almost effortless. And that's what happens. Like when you just stop trying to force everything in life, everything starts coming to you, because once you start expecting it to happen a certain way, you're restricting the way it wants to come to you. Yeah. And then the minute you open yourself up and you're like, okay, I need new friends. I don't know where they're going to come from, or I want a new job, or, you know, I want a new place to live, or I want to start a business. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm open to any way of receiving it. And then it starts happening, you know, and then you act on it and it's like, wow, this is pretty fun. Like life can actually be great.
And actually taking pen to paper and writing that down, like what's going to happen, and writing it in the present tense versus in the future tense, really helps me. So anyone that's listening to this, like as silly as that may sound, and it sounded silly to me when I first started, but it's so true. And just feel it, let that feeling really get like into the core of you, into your bones, into your bloodstream, like feel it. Picture it. Like if you think that you're going to be on stage doing a TED talk, think about exactly what you're going to be wearing, like down to the color of your earrings. Like what do your shoes look like? You know what I mean? And just feel that moment when you finish and you hear those applause is, you know, from the audience and what that feels like. So
now wait, you're manifesting?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, of course. Wow, let's go.
I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to be
on a TED Talk one day. It's going to happen, right?
It will happen.
And I'm going to have that bright fuchsia, you know, outfit on, and I'm going to have these beautiful gold earrings and these leopard shoes that are just going to knock the socks off people. And my message is going to be heard across all of the world. And I just can't wait to share it. And again, I know that's going to happen one day. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And really believe it, right? And make that vision board. You know, 2022 is right around the corner. Start thinking of these things now. Don't wait another month, right? You have the entire month of December in front of you. Go after it. Start manifesting it. Don't wait till, why do you have to wait till January 1st, right? It's just, that's just a myth in my mind. You know what I mean? Every day, just like Heather said, every day could be a new day, a new manifestation, a new like supercharge on your life. So Heather, I am so glad you joined us. I'm so thrilled just to hear what you're doing. You guys have to follow Heather. I mean, she is just absolutely magnificent on social media. She'll definitely be put in the show notes, all of her social media handles, and you can follow her. But Heather, anything else you just want to leave everyone with that, you know, just feel like that golden nugget, if there was one thing they remembered about this conversation or one thing you didn't say that you want to share with them before we sign off here?
Again, I'm going to reiterate this till the day that I die, but stop letting people kill your big dreams, because God gave you those goals and those dreams for a reason, because you are the only person to follow them out. Nobody else. And that's why they crap all over them, because they can't see what you're seeing. Like Steve Harvey has this great quote and he's like, stop telling your big goals to small-minded people. Mm-hmm. Again, like God gave you those goals for a reason. They're yours. They're yours only, because you are the only person that is supposed to follow them out. So if you have that inkling of that business you want to start, that side hustle, whatever you have that inner feeling that you know is meant for you, just go do it. This is like your validation at this moment in time. Go do it. That is it.
Go do it. I mean, go do bam, it. Drop the mic, guys. Just go do it. Follow Heather to get the inspiration that you need. Guys, thank you so much for joining Grit, Grace, and Glitz, where we all come together as just people that are just going after their goals and their dreams and next leveling their lives, being introduced to just other people who have been there before, who have had trials and tribulations, who have gotten gritty, who have made sure they've given themselves the grace, but also made sure they celebrate in the glitz and the good things that happen in their life each and every day. Heather, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Thank you so much for blessing everyone. And for everyone that listens, thank you so much. Go tag someone else that needs to hear this today. Go put a comment in. And thank you for supporting a vision of mine and a goal of mine with Grit, Grace, and Glitz.
I hope you learned a lot from today's episode. And I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.